Ability.
Miss Williams on Live on Drive every day of the week.
The headlines: Lumwana West Kambimba border road project to benefit the community, and 46-year-old Cinder man arrested for defiling stepdaughter. Sandstone Consortium, working on the 88-kilometer Lumwana West Kambimba border road project, manager Charles Kakoma says the company is committed to contributing positively to the community through employment creation for the local people. He said since the project started in November 2024, more than 200 local people have been employed, with 74 both skilled and unskilled local employees currently working on the site. Mr. Kakoma said this during the Luvanji Luanzambi traditional ceremony held in Kakoma Chiefdom. Police in Eastern Province have arrested a 46-year-old man of Chikankeni village in Sinda district for allegedly defiling his 14-year-old stepdaughter. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba identified the suspect as Kelvin Nsiko of Chikankeni village in Chief Nyanje's area, Sinda district. Mr. Mwemba explained that the suspect is believed to have defiled his stepdaughter between 26 July 2025 around 17 hours and 27th July 2025 at around 8 hours at Chikankeni village.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to an unconditional ceasefire following 5 days of fighting. Cambodia's leader said the truce would start at midnight local time. The meeting, which was hosted by Malaysia, followed pressure from President Trump, who warned that the fighting would jeopardize any hope of tariff agreements. There's been a cool reaction among EU leaders to a tariff agreement struck with the United States. The French Prime Minister said an alliance of free people had resigned itself to submission.
Exchange rates, courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 22 kwacha 41 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 31 kwacha 45 ngwe. The euro is trading at 27 kwacha 44 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 32 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Arsenal striker Victor Gyokeres was introduced to the crowd in Singapore, while 15-year-old Matt Dowman once again impressed as the Gunners beat Newcastle 3-2 in pre-season. Gyokeres completed a move worth up to £64 million to the Gunners from Sporting on Saturday and waved to fans from the pitch before kickoff. However, the Arsenal fans inside the National Stadium did not get long to enjoy the moment as Anthony Elanga scored his first goal in Newcastle colours with a scuffed effort after Sandro Tonali picked him out inside the box in the 6th minute. Weather is expected to be clear and chilly tonight. Temperature drops to 6 degrees and sunset is expected at 17:55. A recap of the headlines: Lumwana West Kambimba border road project to benefit the community, and 46-year-old Cinder man arrested for defiling stepdaughter. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Zambia, introducing the stylish new Vidhook beer look that now looks even better in your hands. Behold this bold design. Okay, to be 100% real with you, maybe we shouldn't have introduced the new Vidhook beer look on radio. Cause you can't see this awesome looking pack I'm holding. With that same great Vidhook beer taste you love, get one in your hands today. Vidhook, 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5 Rock FM. Osaka's number one hit music station.